What's happening?
Scott Cloud.
I'm not sure I heard you.
Jenny Lewis.
Did you say something?
Scott and Jenny.
The K105.3 Morning Show.
Now I'm sure I heard you.
Cures for hiccups here. It's Manpower's What the Wednesday. What is your cure for the hiccups? 7684 hits, 7683 4 is followed by an 8. Ashley Firquin writes, hold your breath for 30 seconds or drink water upside down.
Yeah, but how do you do that?
How do you drink water upside down? It's called drowning.
Right. Maybe you just tilt sideways?
Overhydration. No, because that would be drinking water sideways.
Right. Maybe it'll work. I wish I had hiccups.
Drink water from the opposite side of the glass.
Right, but then you spill all down the front of you.
Yeah, and then you're distracted because you're
yeah, you now you just, lap. Yeah. Yeah.
So maybe that's what distracts you from having the hiccups.
Maybe. Maybe that's what it is. Again, I hold true to the deep breaths.
My mom used to make me hold a pencil under my nose and lean slightly forward while drinking water. Worked every time. We tried that on the book
we
face.
Did? Mm-hmm.
You can see a live video there. My mom plugged our ears and had us drink water.
Plugged our ears.
Yeah, I haven't heard that one.
That's different.
Tequila. I like that one.
I do too. Kind of want hiccups now.
Thank you. Tequila. There we are. And a spoonful of peanut butter has been one that's been out there. And a spoonful of sugar, too.
Yeah, which is interesting. So I wonder what the sugar does.
So now you've had the hiccups and you're over your calories for the day.
Yeah.
Because you can't have just one spoonful of peanut butter.
Well, no.
You open that Pandora's box, or yeah, in this case, jar.
It, right.
Next thing you know, you got a spoon and an empty jar of peanut butter, and you go,
and then you kind of have to have milk. I feel like I have to have milk with my peanut butter.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess I've never put the two and two
together.
Like a spoonful
of peanut butter, and then I have
and then
a glass
it,
of milk.
And you've got a milk chaser.
Yeah. It's better than tequila with the peanut butter.
Or tequila with milk. You don't want to mix
no,
those two.
No, not a good plan.
K105.3, who's this?
Yeah, this is Dave.
All right, Dave, what's on your mind?
To cure the hiccups?
Yes.
Yeah.
Drink a carbonated drink and then burp.
Oh.
Drink a carbonated drink and then burp. What if you can burp on command, Dave? I imagine you can burp on command. Can you?
Oh, yeah.
All right, let me hear one. Just a good one. Just let's hear it. He's working on it. Takes him a while.
Wow, it does.
Oh, I can't do it.
All right.
Oh, you I ain't can't. Got a carbonated drink.
Oh, gotcha. All right. So you can't do it on command. All right. All right, so drink a carbonated drink and then burp.
Okay.
All right. Dave, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Have a good one.
See, my problem is the carbonated drinks, 9 times out of 10, give me the hiccups.
Do they really?
Yes.
Oh, no. That doesn't happen to me.
Faygo Red Pop, every time.
So again,
squirt.
Why would you? Oh, I like squirt.
I
you know,
do
you
too.
Forget about it. I do. I forget.
Oh,
squirt sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But squirt gives me the hiccups too.
Interesting. Do you like? Have you ever had the red squirt?
No.
That one's so good.
Good morning, K105.3.
Hi, I have the cure for the hiccups.
What do you got?
So you put a mouthful of water.
Okay.
And then you sit on the couch and you kind of like lean backwards upside down and you swallow it.
So
oh.
I have to come over and sit on your couch to do this? That'd be kind of awkward.
This is what I do for my kids though. So
okay.
Every time they get the hiccups, I kind of hold their hands and lean them back and they drink it upside down.
Do they ever choke?
Well, no.
No, they don't.
Not that she's going to admit anyway.
Scott Cloud.
I appreciate the sentiment.
Jenny Lewis.
And I appreciate the
K105.3 Morning Show.
I can't let go.